Way back in 1986, in a galaxy not very far away, premiered at Baltimore Center Stage, a new play by Eric Overmyer, On the Verge. It was a hit that launched his career. Now, from November 8th through December 1st, Baltimore area audiences have a chance to revisit the play in a production at Fells Point Corner Theater, directed by Kimberly Lynn. Lynn is herself a much-produced playwright, as well as a director, professor, and artistic director. I am so pleased to welcome to our semi-palatial WBJC studios, Kimberly Lynn, to talk about On the Verge. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Gavin. It's always a joy to have a conversation with you, and particularly about this wonderfully wacky play.
It's been with you for a long time. You mentioned that you first saw the play, obviously, as an infant. What do you think made it stay with you so powerfully now to want to direct it yourself? Why is it last?
I can still see the set. I have a visual that's still in my mind of it. But more importantly, it gave me the freedom as a young woman to know that I could adventure on my own. It was so exhilarating to see this piece about women who were going to adventure off into the unknown voluntarily and to explore and to self-actualize.
It could happen, having seen a play once or found a very powerful production, that you could feel imprisoned by the constraints of it. Is there a way that this provides a blank slate for you, though, to work your own imagination on?
Oh, what a great question. I started thinking about it when I was planning the season for Fells Point Corner Theater, and I needed some sort of comedy that was about female empowerment. But it had to be a comedy because it was going to sit between Machinal and Blood at the Root. So we need a little jocularity. And I thought right away of On the Verge. I actually asked other people to direct it first, and they couldn't do it. And then I just thought, well, you've always wanted to go back to it.
One of the ways that these peripatetic polytopians, the time-traveling solo adventurers of the play, process their world, their travels, and their encounters with new items and new cultures is through food, from the mundane to the arcane. I've been wondering, you know, in this Anthony Bourdain, Food Network world, how do you think that experience resonates with audiences now? Are we more attuned to that? Would Fanny be a food blogger?
Fanny was a food blogger, and she has that crazy long speech about all the disgusting things they would eat at the Boston Geo, the Moose Moose.
Good grub.
Right, the grubs. But I think what also strikes me about that scene, a couple other things, is that it's almost Hitchcockian in the sense that there's a cannibal at the table with them, and they're eating food with him. And it seems like that moment, you know, those moments in Hitchcock's film when they're crunching on sticks or somebody breaks a finger. But also the cultural appropriation of that character, of Alphonse, is just shocking. There, you know, the cannibal has eaten a pilot, and so that's why he...
Spoiler alert.
That's why he has a German accent. So I think Bourdain would have loved this piece. Do we know if he ever read it? God, I wish we could talk to him about it. Because that's part of the exploration, obviously, of a culture. And one of the things, I saw a Val Lewton documentary. He did all these horror films, and his characters walked into that darkness voluntarily. You know, and these women have such bravery to just go into the unknown with wide open arms. But I also want to mention, of course, that it is a comedy.
They're not going into darkness. They are going into the light, very much so, right? Of discovery, self-discovery, as well as geographical discovery. I'm curious also, though, our world feels like it has technically shrunk. We can now transit the world in 80 hours, not 80 days. Do you think that we can connect to the sense of adventure and possibility that they are encountering?
Absolutely. There are sections of the planet that we just have not explored. But also, producing this play in this week, you're talking about unexpected journeys. We're all going on an unexpected journey right now. And I think every day, regardless of what's happening politically, we're going on an unexpected journey. And that these travelers are changed by that journey. Obviously, you've known that there have been parallels with the Odyssey. But that's what happens when you journey, that it's self-revelatory, that you find out your strengths and your weaknesses.
Fair to say that coming out of a world of America's Manifest Destiny at that moment, that they think they are going on a voyage of discovery to claim new territories, but actually find that they're discovering themselves.
Yes, And this has actually been a problem that we've had, you know, wrestling with this piece, is it is awfully imperialistic at times. And it is coming out of that Victorian imagination of we can take over everything and we're a better civilization than you are, so we can teach you. They're taught by everyone they meet. The one fellow playing all those different roles, he kind of feels like a signpost or a guidepost for them, you know, to go this way. Like the snowballs push him down to the bridge, and Mr. Coffee, of course, is telling her she's on the right path, even though he is the... Oh, I shouldn't give it away.
But which of us couldn't benefit from some kindly figure appearing to tell us, you are on the right path, or go this way? I would welcome that on most days.
Well, yeah. I mean, also, there, and that's pretty classic to the structure of that hero's journey, that they have some sort of mentor, that they have someone who's going to help them point in the right direction.
Well, the right path leads down to Fells Point Corner Theater from November 8th through December 1st, where you can see On the Verge, directed by my guest, Kimberly Lynn. For more information, for tickets, you can go to fpct.org/ontheverge. It's all one word. Thank you so much for chatting with me about On the Verge.
Thank you so much. And you also are directing a version of yourself.
More on that later. Fair disclosure.